celebrating communion this morning, and we have an open table here. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, please join with us. You do not have to be a member to receive communion. 1 Corinthians 11:23 tells us, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Going on to verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as oft as you shall drink it. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks of the cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That's why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." Let's take a moment and let's examine ourselves, and let's ask God to forgive us for any sins that come to our mind, and he will be worthy to forgive us of those sins. Let's just take a moment. God has brought anyone to mind that you have aught with, then make a commitment to him right now in your heart that as soon as possible you will get that taken care of. Let us pray. Lord, we do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood. And now we're going to give thanks as we take the bread. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you did for us. Father God, for what you provided for us, that we may take of this bread and be made whole.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Lamb of God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And now we hold the cup up to you, Lord, and we say, with your blessing, we receive your blood. We receive what you have provided to cleanse us from all sin.
Yes.
That which we have confessed and that which we have not confessed, you will forgive us of all sins if
thank
we
you,
confess
Lord.
Those things that come to mind.
Yes.
So we receive your blessing and your cleansing and forgiveness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's drink together.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And now, Lord, we raise our hands together and we say, thank you for your provision. Thank you for washing us clean, white as snow. We give you thanks and praise, Lord. Thank you for what you have given, the mystery you have given the body of Christ, that we might flow together in harmony, that we're restored to you individually, Lord, and we're restored as a body.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for all your provision. Amen.